3, 2.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm the host of this fabulous live music TV show, which features all the best talent in the tri-state area. I suppose there's many tri-state areas in America, but this one is Connecticut, Jersey, and New York, in case you were confused. Today, my special guest is, I love it when his name is on the back, Yutaka Uchida. Fairly close, right?
Yes, yes.
Fairly close. Thank you so much for coming down today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Anybody who plays with Sean obviously has great taste.
Yes.
The name of the group today. The group is called the...
It'll be Yutaka Uchida Quartet.
Wow.
Very original.
Yeah, original.
Yes.
Okay. Who are the members of the band today?
Okay. I have Mr. Trifon Dimitrov on bass, Mr. George Doolin on piano, and Mr. Sean Nowell on the saxophones.
Now, this is the house electric piano. Who donated it to the studio? Anybody knows? Because I'd like to give a shout out to whoever donated it to the studio, because I'm sure our keyboard player, you enjoying that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Beautiful instrument.
It's too bad they didn't have a big nameplate on it like the last one did. Anyway. Anyway, so where are the clubs you usually appear at?
Well, recently we usually appear at this club called Jay-Z in Koreatown, Manhattan. It's on the 32nd Street between 5th and Broadway. And that's we regularly play.
Jay-Z's?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
And also, we often play at this Moroccan place called Tajin. It's on the 9th Avenue at 40th Street, Manhattan.
I have a guy used to play with me, Thierry Arpino.
Uh-huh.
You know Thierry?
I don't know.
I think he plays that club, too.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that's awesome. Now, I know you also teach.
Yes.
Do you teach out of your home, or do you teach to a school? How do you do it?
I usually travel to a student's place.
Okay. And right now, I'm sure they're flashing all your information on the bottom of the screen. But just in case they're not, what's your website?
It's www.yutakauchida.com.
And there's probably a phone number, email address where they can...
Everything's on.
So in other words, there's going to be kids see you play, and your phone should be ringing off the wall when this airs this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So here's the deal. The 5-minute songs last show morphed into 10 minutes.
Right.
So let's shut my mouth and get on with the music.
Thank you.
usual, the bass player got the last note in.
Yeah, we get to decide.
That's right.
Thank you.
job. We got time for one more. We got 10 minutes left. Thank you. I remember last show you were telling me you were a big Billy Joel fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I hear a little bit of New York State of Mind at the end of that.
Definitely, yes.
Just beautiful. I wonder if you could do me a favor.
Yeah.
I want to hear the lowest note you can play on that.
All right.
Because baritone sax is my favorite. Beautiful. Very nice. And I had a question for you.
Yes.
You have two bass drum heads. Right. Two bass drum pedals, but one isn't moving.
Right.
Is that just a spare in case one breaks?
No, sometimes I use double pedal.
When you're in your Ginger Baker mode?
Right. For more of fusion stuff that I play or rock and roll stuff that I play, I sometimes use double pedal.
So you guys are trained to play everything, am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
But it's safe to say that what we heard tonight is your deepest love?
Yes, it's my music. And it represents me, you know, the best, I think.
Now, do you write any songs with vocals?
I do sometimes, you know, but... I don't invite vocalists for my group, but yeah.
Understood. I mean, it's weird. When I was growing up, there were occasional instrumental hits on the radio. I remember
right.
Love is Blue, Classical Gas, but nowadays, nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Instrumental really makes it on the radio anymore, and I wonder why. Why do you guys think that is?
Everybody wants to hear the music with the lyrics, not with the ears. You know what I mean? Maybe.
Right.
You know,
the voice lost image.
Yeah.
They lost imagination,
yeah.
I guess.
Image. Yeah.
They have to be told what's it all about. Like,
what's it all about, Alfie?
Right.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, that's an old one.
Nice.
So we talked about the clubs you played. So you hooked up with these guys. Did you hook up with them through, let's say, jam sessions or paid club dates or?
I met Sean through.
Through friends. Yeah, through being freelance musicians.
Yeah,
and,
just,
you know.
So one day you needed a sax player, you called someone and then Sean's number came to you?
No, actually, I played on his gig first.
Okay.
Was that what it? That was it?
Now I remember.
You got 20 seconds.
My previous bass player's recording. That's when
that was
he
it.
Showed up.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
That's how it started.
Well, yes. I got to tell you, you guys sounded fantastic. It was a pleasure having you in the studio. Like I said before, you're welcome back anytime in any permutation. You actually know where to park now. So that's half the battle. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Awesome.
Cool. We're done.